From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Some airports in Europe have opened for flights after 5 days of paralysis. That's caused by ash from the Icelandic volcano Eyjafjallajökull. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The Eurocontrol air traffic agency in Brussels said it expects 55% to 60% of flights over Europe to go ahead Tuesday. Flights took off and landed at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. Switzerland reopened its airspace, as did the Netherlands, and some airports in Germany reopened too, though all national authorities said they were keeping a close eye on the plume of ash from the Icelandic volcano that continues to drift towards northern Europe. British authorities said London airports would remain closed for at least another day, though a handful of domestic flights resumed in Scotland. With over 95,000 flights cancelled across the continent over the last 6 days, airlines now face the enormous task of working through the backlog to get passengers moving again. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Britain's financial services regulators opened an investigation into bank Goldman Sachs. As Larry Miller reports from London, the British will share evidence with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, which has initiated its own fraud case.
Referring to the UK's investigation into Goldman Sachs, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says it looks as if people were misled. He also suggests Goldman Sachs may be guilty of what he termed moral bankruptcy. The Financial Services Authority can demand transaction records, phone bills, and other documentation. Goldman Sachs rejects the SEC's fraud allegations and insists it will cooperate with a British inquiry. The U.S. case centers on whether Goldman defrauded investors in the subprime crisis in relation to the Dutch bank ABN AMRO. The Royal Bank of Scotland paid Goldman Sachs more than $840 million when it took over ABN AMRO. When the credit crunch hit, the UK government took a majority stake in RBS to keep it afloat. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Civil rights activist Dorothy Height has died. The longtime leader of the National Council of Negro Women is considered a trailblazer who fought for equality for minorities and women. In 2008, Height told NPR she made a point of reminding young Americans what was gained because of the civil rights movement.
I like to say to young people today, you are the beneficiaries of what a lot of people worked and gave their lives for.
Dorothy Height was 98. The Supreme Court has overturned a federal law banning videos that show extreme violence against animals. The justices ruled it infringed on free speech. The decision throws out a case against a Pennsylvania man who had put together videos of fights between pit bulls. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 36 points at 11,128. The Nasdaq is up 14 points. It's now at 2494. You're listening to NPR News. The space shuttle Discovery has returned safely to Earth. The seven-person crew landed at Cape Canaveral a day later than first planned. NASA waved off yesterday's scheduled landings because of bad weather. Rain and fog delayed today's first landing attempt, but the skies cleared, permitting the second attempt to succeed. The Arizona legislature has approved an immigration bill requiring local police to enforce federal immigration law. Opponents have called on the governor to veto it over concerns it will lead to racial profiling. From member station KJZZ, Peter O'Dowd reports.
It's been called one of the toughest laws targeting illegal immigration in the country. The bill makes it a crime for illegal immigrants to be in Arizona without an alien registration document and requires police to check residency status if there's suspicion that someone is in the country illegally. State senators who voted for it say they're acting because the federal government has failed to protect the borders. Outside the Capitol, protesters on both sides clashed.
We walk the streets here in the Capitol. We walk day and night to pass this.
Critics say the law turns local police into federal immigration agents and will subject anyone with brown skin to immigration checks. Republican Governor Jam Brewer has 5 days to decide if she'll sign it. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix.
The ousted president of Kyrgyzstan is now in Belarus. The Belarusian president says his country is welcoming former Kyrgyz president Kurmanbek Bakiyev. Opposition leaders and troops forced Bakiyev out of power earlier this month in violence that killed at least 83 people. There are now reports of more fighting in Kyrgyzstan, now between ethnic groups. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.